Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
And we have the distinct pleasure of being joined by Gary Dolphin, who has been doing Iowa football games, I believe, since the Clinton administration. Do I have that right, Gary?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think, you know, you may be right. I've never been introduced that way, but it's 23 years. The former great Kansas City Chief Ed Podolak, I know many Bronco fans will remember number 14 when he played on the first Chief Super Bowl team, but he and I have been calling games, having a great time in Iowa City. And yeah, I guess that would be the end of Bill Clinton's run, huh? Right prior to George Bush. And
you had 96, right? I mean, you got the job in 96, is that right?
Yeah, that's accurate. So you did your homework.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
impressed.
Well, we're so happy that you're here with us. We're trying to get to know this young man, Michael O.J. Mutia, who, you know, really, I don't think anyone had going as early as he went. I mean, this is a young man who was picked 77th overall. You call all his games, you know him. What are the Broncos getting here?
Well, they're getting a smart guy, I know that. You know, you can call him a late bloomer, but he's cut from, in my view, he's cut from the same fabric as other outstanding defensive backs who have come through the ranks at Iowa of late, who are now performing at a high level in the NFL. You know, I'm talking about Micah Hyde and Desmond King and Amani Hooker. Josh Jackson is still feeling his way in Green Bay, but Michael O.J. Mutia has many similar skills. You know, he frankly has been a late bloomer, but he showed at the combine he has tremendous upside. I think his best football is clearly in front of him. People forget, guys, he was recruited to Iowa as a linebacker, and he redshirted his freshman year, and they took some weight off him, and obviously they liked what they projected at cornerback. So that tells me he's always had decent speed. But coming out of the Holiday Bowl, he had a chance to talk to a lot of NFL scouts out there and performed admirably. Got picked to the Senior Bowl, and if you talk to defensive coordinator Phil Parker, who's been around a long time and has nurtured a lot of great defensive backs, most notably Bob Sanders, he thinks that Michael really improved his worth in the postseason bowl games. He played in the Senior Bowl. Obviously, the Holiday Bowl was against USC, some big-time programs, and NFL scouts got a good look at him, and obviously the Broncos did their homework on him.
And we're visiting with Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Gary, Brandon Stokelyer, thanks so much for joining us. You mentioned Bob Sanders, one of my former teammates, and you talk about a hitter, you talk about a football player, a competitor. That's who that was, a great safety out of Iowa, Bob Sanders. But talking about Michael O.J. Mutia, when I watch him on film, to me, He looks like he loves football. He's a tough kid, and he just competes at a very high level. Is that the type of guy that the Broncos are getting?
That is a great, profile of him, Brandon. You've been on the field with these guys before, so you know a lot more about it than I do. You mentioned Bob Sanders, and I'm not saying he's Bob Sanders, don't get me wrong, but
sure.
He reminds me, Michael does, he's long and he's lanky. He reminds me, physique-wise, of Merton Hanks, the former great of the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm not saying he's Merton Hanks either, but Merton was an all-pro, of course, for 9 or 10 years, won a Super Bowl back on those great teams in the 90s. O.J. is similar, maybe not as physical as Merton, but he has a nose for the football. He's a shade over 6 feet, about, you know, he's crowding 200 pounds. He has long arms, so he's got great reach, and he's a solid tackler. And what I love about him is he trusts his ability. He's very confident. He's tremendous in the classroom. Now, he's got an electrical engineering degree, so this guy can find his way around the field. He's got tremendous mental focus. He really is terrific. Studying the quarterback, he had a half a dozen interceptions and 23 pass breakups the last 2 years with the Hawkeyes, and he played pretty much injury-free. He had a lot of nagging injuries his first couple years on the field. And he put up really good numbers with teams, frankly, staying away from him. They threw to the other side of the field, but he would always cover the opponent's best pass catcher. And as you guys know in the Big Ten, pick one. Rondell Moore at Purdue, Tyler Johnson at Minnesota, J.D. Spielman at Nebraska, K.J. Handler, Donovan Peoples-Jones. There were quality receivers all over the landscape of the Big Ten, and O.J. took them all on and really performed admirably.
We are joined right now by Gary Dolphin, voice of the Hawkeyes. We're getting to know Michael Ojemudia just a little bit better, the cornerback that the Broncos drafted with their first of three picks in the third round. Despite being, you know, the voice of the program and obviously wanting success for Michael, were you surprised with how early he went this past weekend?
Well, I was, and, you know, I worked for the Bears for 10 years in TV production in Chicago, so, I mean, I know all about the NFL now. I've not been able to follow it for the last 20 years like I did in the 80s and 90s when I was there every Sunday. Looking at Michael's his grade outs and what scouts thought of him going into the combine, I saw everything from an undrafted free agent to a sixth or seventh rounder if he was lucky. But I go back to what Phil Parker told me. He said the Senior Bowl, he had a great workout, a great week of workouts at the Senior Bowl, performed outstanding in the Holiday Bowl. You watch that first series in the Holiday Bowl, and I know USC defensively has some issues, but they can move it up and down the field on offense.
Sure.
He made a great move on the first series, jumped the route on an out route, had both mitts on the ball, and was heading the other way for a pick six in the first 2 minutes of the game, and only for a great reach back by the USC wide receiver pried the ball loose. He just couldn't quite secure it. But that, I think, is what everybody's seeing. You know, he's got 4.45 speed. I mentioned the wingspan. But here's the deal. He's a guy, in my view, if Denver is patient with him and will let him develop, I think he'll be a quality longtime NFL player. He played primarily zone coverage most of his career, but that's the Iowa way. Phil Parker is brilliant at scheming and stunting out of zone coverages. And the last 2 years, when Michael has elevated his play, the Hawkeyes have gone to a lot of 4-2-5 with spread offenses more prominent in the Big Ten now. And that, I think that's really helped his development. And he's done some kick returning. You know, throw him out there on special teams. He'll do whatever is asked of him. But I was a little surprised with a third-round pick, but he's obviously making believers out of people.
Hey, Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, joins. I think, Gary, when you look at, you know, talking about Michael Ojemudia, when you look at him and yeah, you're talking about, you know, might be an undrafted sixth, seventh-round guy and just had a great, you know, run-up to the draft when you look at the Senior Bowl and what he was able to do. I think Vic Fangio looks at him as and John Elway as the perfect Bronco, as a guy that they want in the locker room, a guy that they want in the community, and that's what they're trying to reboot the culture here. And when you look at Vic likes to play zone defense. Vic likes a tough cornerback, a smart cornerback, and you look at this guy and what he's able to do, I think he's a perfect fit for this style of defense and the cornerback that Vic Fangio wants.
As you know, Brandon, not just college teams who recruit to their system, to their style, to the type of personality they want. It's no different in the NFL. The difference is they're spending millions upon millions of dollars on these guys, and they want a good community citizen. And, you know, I just tell you, hey, see Josie Jewell, see Noah Fant, see Casey Kreider. I know he's not there anymore, a long snapper. He's with the Giants. Those are all quality kids that played at Iowa and developed into outstanding football players. You know, Vic Fangio, I'm familiar with Vic's career. You're right. He's a big-time zone lover, and Michael has played primarily zone, but he's capable of playing man. Now, he can run with his back to the line of scrimmage, but he understands that he's got to prove himself in press coverage at that level. And that's, I go back to the patience is preferable here. He can play, but he's going to need some nurturing. And
sure.
Now, I think John Elway and Fangio love those Iowa guys, as the Bronco fans should, because they're not mistake guys off the field. They're not going to embarrass the program.
Yeah, and I saw, and once again, we're being joined by Gary Dolphin, who's the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, has been since 1996 for both football and men's basketball. We're getting to know Michael Ojemudia just a little bit better. As a person, the human standpoint, Stoke really hit on something. The Broncos have had, it really after Super Bowl 50, a bit of a culture issue that they've spoken out loud about, even as recent as in the last week from John Elway. And I see that this kid, Michael Ojemudia, he was a recipient of the Coaches Appreciation Award after the 2019 season. He was also a member of Iowa's 2019 leadership group. When you're the voice of a program, you travel with the program, you get to see these guys on an intimate level. This kid, from just a human standpoint, seems like is going to go a long way in the reboot of that culture.
He's a very, I mean, that's a great description, Zach. He's a very appreciative kid, though. He appreciates what has been offered him or what was offered him. You know, there's no question about his toughness now. This kid's out of Detroit, the northern suburbs there of Farmington Hills. He knows how to punch you in the face. I say that with all due respect, on the football field. But here he comes. He gets an electrical engineering degree, and the coaches were telling me how dedicated he was in the classroom. And frankly, the first couple years, while he's getting his particulars out of the way to where he can walk down the aisle and get that degree, which was extremely important to him and his family, his football performance probably suffered a little bit. He was focused more on the classroom. Now the last year, when he got his degree early, he was able to focus on and became an All-Big Ten defensive back. So I think you're right on all those points. To get the degree was exhausting enough, but Phil Parker felt that once he got that behind him, he became all football player, and the proof's in the pudding. He was an outstanding performer his senior year, and I judge people like Michael Ojemudia on the field anyway by who they're going against. And I'm telling you, the Big Ten, they didn't have the best class of receivers this year. They came pretty close, and I'm including the SEC there. Now, they didn't play Ohio State, and they didn't play Michigan State, where several other great receivers roam. But O.J. would have taken them all on. And, you know, he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder coming out of high school as well, because he thought he'd get offered by Michigan or Michigan State, and neither offered him. And he went on to have great careers against both schools over a 4 or 5 year span.
Wow. I love to hear it. This is KKFN, KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. Gary Dolphin has been the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes program forever. And you just really, I think, enlightened us on some things that we didn't know, and certainly our listeners. And Gary, we really appreciate you coming on. And I'll say this on the way out, and I know only about 1% of our audience is going to give a damn about this, but you're also the voice of the men's basketball program, which is coached by Fran McCaffrey, who used to coach at Siena. And I am from Albany, New York, and used to cover his career at Siena, and he did great things, and he beat Ohio State in the NCAA tournament. He gets the Iowa job. He's been there now for years and is absolutely killing it. And his assistant coach is Kirk Sparrow, who has a son, Drew Sparrow, who is the director of basketball ops at Kansas State and married my cousin Jamie from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
Dude, I swear to God, I was at the wedding. Kirk is a riot. And I had to mix that in there. Small world.
Well, I'll see Kirk here in the coming days, and I'll tell him hello for you. That's good to know, because I can use that in one of my pregame shows.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
But you're right about Fran. You know, Iowa had a blessed year in football. Men's and women's basketball, and they were the best in the land at wrestling. What's new there with Spencer Lee? But you live for years like this, guys. As you know, you live for Super Bowls, you live for NCAA tournaments. Let's just hope we get back to both here in the near future. Huh?
Yeah, well said, Gary Dolphin. Thank you so much for joining us. I think our audience and I speak for myself really got a kick out of this. So I really appreciate your time today.
Hey,
thanks,
anytime,
Gary.
Guys. Thanks for having me, and good talking to you. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes since 1996.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.